Shabbos Shir 3, Shir Gimel Yud Elo Hei Tov Shin Lam, Vav, September 5th, 1976.
So that is a Shir called Amazing. So Goles is Potter of Goles. Why is he Potter of Goles? Because Goles is not the happening. He was culpably negligent, Shir called Amazing, because he realized that it wasn't a baby. It wasn't the behemoth. And the Giladam has a heter to kill the Ritzeach. Whether he has a heter or not, but anyway, if the Giladam kills the Sheri called the Mezit, so he's Potter of Mezit. So Goles is not the Chater. And then there is a Sheri called Leinis. Sheri called Leinis is Potter of Goles because he's not Chayev Goles. He's not Chayev Goles. So the Rambam says, Keach Keach, he's Potter because you don't pele in Imotsu. So in other words, Sheri called Leinis. Why doesn't the Rambam say that he's Potter? Because it's Grome. So we see from that Rambam that what is Grome, Keach Sheni is Grome. But Keach Keach is not Grome. He's not Grome. So Mele, this is Keach Keach, even according to Rambam's Pshat. So it is Keach Keach. Keach Keach is not Grome. So that's why he's not Potter on the score of gone. Alright, I'm sorry, I have to make it plain to Detroit, so it's a very short shift.
Fourth Shir in Shabbos Yudal El Hatov Shinam and Vav, September 9th, 1976.
Last time that I gave up on the base by the faceless of Mifari. We left off at the bottom of the Omed, Mamed, but the face we didn't learn the faceless Mifari. Pirsha Rashe have a told the Dosh. If someone, so here the Gemara says, Rafoka says that if somebody throws a cloud of earth on a palm tree and he detaches the veins, so it's chayv shtari. Achav, if you take it, achav yifar. So Rabashi is chaylik because it's lachal yach, but so it's another reason. But if not for that, there would be an iser of mifarik. So Rashi says here, what is mifarik? Tov v'didosh. She mifarik tvuo mishibaleo. Tvuo mishibaleo. So Pirsh Rashi have told the Dosh. Because of Rav Natan. The Bishila HaMatzniya Omar, the Chaylev Chayev Mishim Mifarik. We have told the Dosh, and in order to understand the tasteless, so we have to say at the very beginning that the Kashe, that what Rav Natan says, that Chaylev is Chayev Mishim Mimachik, so that has reference only to Chaylev. If it doesn't have reference to every Mifarik. As a matter of fact, the Miri, the Loshon of Rav Natan is Rav Yosho, spells it out. In other words, there are two kinds of Mifarik. There is a Mifarik that is Itrod Didosh, and there is a Mifarik that is Mimachik. That is Mimachik. So, because Mifarik, Ligabe, Mimachik, makes sense in respect to Chaylev, because he's Mimachik the Dali. But it doesn't make sense in respect to Haiman Dishode Pisali Dikle Vasa Tamre. I mean, there it doesn't make sense. So in other words, so Teisve, he says, Pirshe Rashi Lave Tov Dilidosh. Vikoshel Rav Tam Di Bishila Matzniya, Omar, Vichilev Chayiv Mishim Ufarik. And Rashi Deya also says, Tov Dilidosh. That's how they came. Mifarek. Mifarek Masek, after the king. Shepirik Eichel Mimokim Shiniskam Savoy. We have it told the Dosh. So in other words, so when Teisve says, so Teisve's Kashe against Rashi is directed primarily not against the Rashi here. Not against the Rashi here, but against the Rashi there. And Rav Natan Steretz that Mifarek is Chayiv Mishimimachik has reference only to the Mifarik of Chaylev, not to the Mifarik of Shodepisa Lidikle Vasa Tamar. Alright, anyway. So because Shalam Tam, the Bishilam Atzmi Omar the Chilif Chayv Mishim Farid. And the Rashi says, so something is implicit here, even though it's not spelled out. And Rashi over there also says that the Mefarik is told in the Dosh. So the question is, how could the Mefarik over there, Tafta Dikei, be told in the Dosh? The Kashi is not how could the Mefarik over here be told in the Dosh. There's no difficulty with that. But how could the Mefarik over there, Tafta Dikei, be told in the Dosh? We have told the Dosh, and if the Mefarik over there, Tafta Dikei, is he told in the Dosh? Homa likamon gaba pitiya chalozn dil rabbonon in dishel bidule karke. So the rabbonon is only chayv mishutulas nishome. According to Rabbi Yude, is chayv tuchatois. First mishum mishutulas nishome because he killed the chalozn, and also mishum dishel because he squeezed out the blood from the chalozn. But according to rabbonon, only one chatos mishutulas nishome, no dishel. Why? Because in dishel bidule karke. So chalozin is a fish, so it's not vidulei karke. So a behime is not vidulei karke either. Vein leimar didavke chalozin, shudak patur rabon lav vidulei karke. Avol b'chelik michayve di behime chshiv vidulei karke. Anyway, the question is, what is the definition of vidulei karke? So does vidulei karke, sometimes vidulei karke means something that is mechuba le karke, like a fruit, a vegetable. Something that is mechuba that grows, that is attached to the car. And sometimes gidulei karke means not only that which is attached to the karke, lechuba karke, but that which is sustained by karke. Now behemoths, how are they sustained? By the food that they derive from the karke. So the whole existence of the behemoth and the sustenance of the behemoth is based upon gidulei karke. So mele, maybe gidulei karke in regard to dishe doesn't mean gidulei karke in the sense of mechuba le karke, like pears, vegetables, but in the sense that it's sustained by karke. And we find that in respect to one aloha, that if, even if it is only sustained by karke, it's considered gidulei karke. Avo b'chele mechaive di behe machshibem gidulei karke. So chalozin is not sustained by gidulei karke, because what is the food of fish? That's mayim. So it's sustained by mayim, not by gidulei karke. Masheink in behemo is sustained by gidulei karke. So mele there is dish. Av lechilev mechayim et behemo chshiv gidulei karke. Ki limuchar b'chish b'rish kom chomav. Ligam in lesato b'kesed b'chol ha-shatav nafshecho b'boko b'atzeim b'yayim b'sheicho. So in other words, so behemo is also considered as gidulei karke. So maybe here too, gidulei karke means anything sustained by karke. So mele behemo is gidulei karke. So he says, da'kolchov, no. Here gidulei karke means mamish gidulei karke, something that grows from the karke. Da'kolchov time the rabbonim shun yalpinu lo. Because where did the rabbonim get this aloche, the dish is on gidulei karke? Where did the Torah say gidulei dish has to be gidulei karke? The Torah doesn't spell out dish altogether. The answer is because we learn it out from the Mish. And the Mish, the Dishe, was the Samoni. The Samoni. So that was the Samoni, were Gidulei Karke Mamesh, plants. Yalfilo Misamonim, Shebe Mish, the Dishe of Gidulei Karke. So the Gabi Dova, Hagodu Mamesh Na Karke, Lichshide Behemo Gidulei Karke, since we learn it out from the Mish, it has to come forth to the Mishkin, and the Mishkin it was mamish gidulei karke, plants, not just sustained by karke. So here too, so here, something that like behemoth that is sustained by karke should not be considered a gidulei karke. Gidulei karke. Kidamun basichas apeli, ma dish miyuchet shu gidulei karke, upeil echobei, v'sachsim sheh b'dishei, but there is also aloche. Not only the tishei eats b'shas miloche, but upeil, a human being is entitled to eat bishas meloche. So the alochi is madish, something that grows. Madish miyuchet shu gidulei karke upei alecho, be something that is fresh. In other words, like tvue, gidulei karke mamesh, shu gidulei karke upei alecho be, afkol, shu gidulei karke so upei alecho be, yotzo. So the Gemara says in Mabitzie, hachili vam gabe, if somebody works in milking a cow, So he's not entitled to drink from that milk, because that's not the kalke. So we see over there, since it has to be dumya didish, because the Torah says v'sachtim sheh v'dishay, and the same halacha applies to pale too. So mele it has to be dumya. So here too, since we learned out from the Mishkan, it has to be dumya the samonim sheh v'mishkan. That was a plant. All right. V'dei chakleima. So the question is, so how the kasha is directed against Rashi's pshat in a matznia, not against Rashi's pshat here. Here we have no difficulty. So v'dei chakleima v'praise de matznia. Asik rebu the politely common ad rabbonon. It's v'dei chak to say that according to Rashi, so when the praise in a matznia says that chilif is chayev, Mishim Mifarek, Rashi explains it. Told the Nidosh is because this Braise accords with Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't accord with Rabbanon. Now, Teisves Daf Tzadikei, the first Teisves Daf Tzadikei on Dalet, Achilif Mishnah. Now let's see the Lashon HaGemara. Tana Rabbanon. Achilif, at the very beginning. Achilif, Vam Chabeit, Vam Gabei, Kigregres. So in other words, chilev means if he milks a cow. Hamechabit means if he sets milk to curdle. And hamigabi means he makes cheese. Kigregres. So the shear is kigregres. Hamechabit hamechabit, if he sweeps the bais, or he washes the bais. So is ve'harei dechaleis dvash. So if he removes the chaleis from the honeycomb, so shogak b'shabes chayv chatos. Is it beyond the leika aboy? Dibur ablezer. Chachomim emrin echotze ein yalo mishim shus. So there is a machlekes rishen. There are many rishenim who say that when the Chachomim say Yachotze Veachotze Ine Yalom Shim Shavus, it has reference not only to Mechabit and Rabit, it has reference to everything, to Chilif too. It has reference to everything. So then, according to these Rishenim, there is no difficulty. So the Chachomim say that is only Osam Rabbonon, to milk a cow is only Osam Rabbonon. But other Rishenim say that Yachotze Veachotze, the expression Yachotze Veachotze Ine Yalom Shim Shavus, has reference to Mechabit and Rabit. In other words, if he sweeps or washes, so that according to Chachomim is only a shus, because what's the isa? What's the isa? I mean, there is no meloche per se in pouring water on the floor. So in other words, in those floors, when you are mechabit to merabit, you fill up the gumes. So memele, it's only osam mishum shus, but it does not have reference to chayli. So the Chachomim Ameide that Chayliv and Mechabit and Megabin are Chayiv, is Chayiv Achatus. Oh, so the Gemara says Chayliv Mishumai Chayiv Mishum Dish. So Teisa says Achil Mishum Doshu Kin Piyosh Yikun Tres Vaise Braise Krab Yude Doma Yish Dish Shalib Yudle Kark Parish De Lil Bifir Kol Godom Vichin Lari Divade Krab Yude Asye Do Asra Chachomim Ribus Mishum Shus Abshim Shav Gav Vratzor. So in other words, so Teisve says that according to Rashi, so this braise that says that chaylev is, that even the Chachomim say that chaylev is chayv chatos, because when the Chachomim say yachotzei not shushus, so they have reference to mechabit and merabit, but chaylev they agree that it's chayv. So it's because the whole braise, including the rabbonim of the braise, accords with Rabbi Yud. This is what Teisve says. So in other words, Teisve that's okay in Shabbos says that according to Rashi, so the price in a matzniya accord with Rabbi Yehuda. But he says, v'dei raklima the price in matzniya asik Rabbi Yehuda, the poly kamal rabbon. V'nir al rabbetam, the poly kamal rabbonon, that is ayin hei, that even by atzot halozen v'apeitze Yisrael v'shmish. V'nir al rabbetam, the mifarek, so it means, not the mifarek of shod epissel in dikle v'asatamre, the rabbetam is mehten it's told in the dosh. And the Rambam Tamis in Rayosha spells it out that there are two mifareks. There is one mifarek that he told the Dosh, that's like Shod Epistle in Dikle Vasatamre, and there is another mifarek, like Chilei, that is told there of Mimach, that is Mimach. So he says, so Benihal Rabnatam, the Mifarik Chayev Mishum Machik, the Shechili Mimachik is Adad Machlik. Now this has to be explained. So Mifarik, I mean Chilik. When he says Mifarik, he means the Mifarik of Chilik, milking a cow. So he's Chayev Mishum Machik, because when one milks a cow, he necessarily has to be Mimachik the odor of the cow. In other words, to flatten it out, because before the milk is squeezed out from the udder of the cow, so the udder of the cow is puffed up and it has wrinkles, and then how do you obtain the milk? By flattening out the udder of the cow. So mimele, he smooths out the surface of the udder of the cow. So mimele, he is chayv mishum machik. Now the question is, but is he mishaving when somebody milks a cow? Does he have the kavone to smooth out the surface of the udder of the cow? No, his kavone is just to squeeze out milk, that's all. But you'll say it's a psikreshi. But it's certainly a psikreshi liftlessly, because he's not interested in the flattening, in the smoothing out of the udder of the cow. So why should it be higher? So it's a psikreshi liftlessly. Now, but in regard to psikreshel yich peslei, there is a machlekes hashem. The oruch shiti is psikreshel yich peslei is mutarim lechatchila in the melachet rais. Then teisves is chelik, but there are two teisves. Teisves in ksuves davov is chelik and the oruch in regard to ed rabon. But as far as the rais is concerned, so teisves in ksuves davov agrees with the oruch slomdes. That psikreshel lo yich peslei midraise is not considered mischav. So it's considered any mischav. But where is the oruch holds that if midrabonon it's considered any mischav, it's mutali gamre. So teisus in ksuve says no. Midrabonon any psikreshel is considered mischav, even psikreshel lo yich peslei. All right, that's teisus in ksuve. But teisus in Shabbos dav gimel. Ho is chilek and oruch even in regard to the rice, and he says that in kol atire kule, psikreishe is chayev even though it's loyichpas. But by Shabbos, all these gemores that the oruch mentions the gabi Shabbos, let's say like the gemore ho be'arad day dafkuv beis ho be'arad day or be'arad chavre so be'arad chavre, so he's poter. So it's not because of psikreishe, but by Reb Shimon says two things. First of all, Reb Shimon says Gov Hashem Nischav is mutan kolaterikul, not afkim lach Shabbos. And then Reb Shimon says that Nishabes lo hoshin itzrichol gufo is pota. So mele by Shabbos be'arad de chavrei. So if someone is still a shulchan be'arad de chavrei, so he's not chayiv mishim chereish. He's not chayiv mishim chereish, even though he's misakin the karke, but after all, he's not chayiv mishim chereish, he's not chayiv mishim zareya, there's a machlekes hashenim, ba'arad day, what the chiyuv is, whether the chiyuv is on the score of chereish, or the chiyuv is on the score of zareya, whatever it is. So ba'arad chavre, that's ba'arad day. But ba'arad chavre, he's not chayiv mishim chereish, or mishim zareya, because he's not nene from it, he doesn't care. So why is Ba'are de Chavrei, why is it Potea? Because Reb Shimon, it goes according, that price goes according to Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon holds Melocha Shenitzrich El Gufo is Potea Ba'are de Chavrei, inasmuch as he's not Nene, so it's a Melocha. So it's a Melocha Shenitzrich El Gufo. Masha'in Kein, if we pass like Reb Yude, that Melocha Shenitzrich El Gufo is Chayu, the Rambam passes like Reb Yude. So then, according to Teisves, Dav Gimel and Shabbos, Melocha, so Psikreishe Lo'ich Peslei would be Chayu, even by Shabbos. And Mikol HaTere Kule certainly Chayu according to everyone. So in other words, so while Teisves in every place is Chilek and Oruch, but there are two days in Teisves. According to Teisves, in Davov and Ksuves, so is Chilek and Oruch only in respect to the Rabbono. But as far as the Reis is concerned, he agrees with Oruch. The Psikreishe Lo Yich Peslei is considered in Mischave. Masha'in Kein Teisves Dav Gimel in Shabbos, he is Chilek and Oruch even in respect to the Reis. And Teisves, according to Teisves Dav Gimel in Shabbos, there is no difference whether a Psikreishe is Lichlei or a Psikreishe is Lo Yich Peslei. In either case, it's considered Mischavein. But according to Reb Shimon, Lo Hashem Tzricho Ligufo is Poter, so every Psikreishe Lo Yich Peslei is also Lo Hashem Tzricho Ligufo, so it's for a different reason.
But if we pasken that Moritz is Tzricho Ligufo is Chayev like Rabbi Yehuda, so then Sikreshen Lich Peslei would be Chayev even by Shabbos. Even by Shabbos. So maybe we can say that Rabbi Netam agrees with the Shita of Tesis. Agrees with the Shita of Tesis. The Shita of Tesis. Tesis Dav Gimu in Shabbos. That the Tzikreshen Lich Peslei is considered Mischav Midraise. So maybe he can say that Chili is a behemo, so he's chayev mishum imachek, even though he's not mischav, to smooth out the surface of the other, but he's still chayev because it's a psikreshe. True, it's a psikreshe l'yichbeslei, but psikreshe l'yichbeslei is chayev psikreshe l'yichbeslei. But the question is, but how about Rav Shimon, who says melocha shenitzricha l'gufo? Melocha shenitzricha l'gufo is poter, so then chayev is a behemo should not be chayev chatos according to Rav Shimon. Should not be chayev chatos according to Rav Shimon. It's not mashma that according to Rav Netam, that when Rav Netam says that chayev is chayev mishum imachik, so it's only a libe the Rav Yehuda and not a libe Rav Shimon, because a libe the Rav Yehuda you don't have to resort, even Rav Netam doesn't have to resort to mimachik, because Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh dishi shall be lekarke. Of course, it's two separate halachas by Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, there is no logical connection. But the fact is that the same Tame, who says that melocha, the same Rabbi Yehuda who says melocha shen tzichel gufo chayev, so he also says yesh dishi shall be lekarke. So, as in respect to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to resort to mimachik. So you have to resort to mimachik. Davka libe de Rav Shimon. So even if we say that Moshin Tzrich Lugufo is poter, so Chiliv is still Chayev Mishum Mimachik. Alright, so Psikra Shul Yich Peslei, Rav Netam Shite is Tikra Shul Yich Peslei is considered is Chayev. But it's a Moshin Tzrich Lugufo. It's a Moshin Tzrich Lugufo. So how can you be Chayev Mishum Mimachik? Now there is a Gemara further. The Gemara Daf Ayin Dalet on the base. So the Gemara says as follows. The ninth line from the Talmud, that find out on the days. Omer Rav Acha bar Ravir, Haiman bishode sichse la'asune, chayiv mishum imachik. If somebody puts a peg into the furnace, so it's chayiv mishum imachik. So it's mivachik. Bishode sichse, sheishlich yosid lach, litanucham, liyafshei sheiskash, she become hard. So the purpose of throwing the sichse, the yosid, into the furnace is to harden it. So it's chayev mishum imachik. Pshite. What chiddush is it? So the Gemara says, ma'u diteine lishchur emone kom echaven kom ashbilon emir perofe vehoda kom meid. I would say, after all, his purpose is to harden it, not to soften it. Why does he put the peg in the furnace? To harden the yosid, not to soften the yosid. So maybe that's not bishul, it has to conform to bishul, to bishul of food. Now, when you're mevashul food, so what do you accomplish? What is the purpose of being mevashul food? To soften the food. So and here, the end result is that it becomes hardened, so it's just the opposite of bishul. So maybe it shouldn't be chayiv. So come ashvilon, the mir perofe v'hoda komov. The mir perofe, Rashi says, al dechemo eir, v'amayim first he becomes softened. V'amayim shebesecha yeitzim, ulachash yotzum eimov komovit, is miskashi, v'chirofe v'reisha avbishel. So there are two stages. When you put a peg, a yoseit, in the furnace, there are two stages. The first stage, it becomes soft. And then, after all the water comes out, through the heat, so then it becomes hardened. What is his goal? His goal is that it should become hardened. But there is an intermediary stage that which it becomes soft. So the question is, now we can ask the same kashi. According to the Oruch, the psikresh to yich pesle is muter, he is not mischavim to soften it. He is mischavim to harden it. What is a psikresh? It has to go through that intermediary stage. So is a psikresh to yich pesle? So it's kashi goes, oh, and then even according to those Rishonim, we say it's chayev, but it's melocha shenitzricha ligufo. After all, he's not interested. The bishul consists in the softening. And he's not interested in the softening. He's interested in the hardening. Now, turn to, if you have the Chiddush Aran, and that Gemara, Komashmu Nimir Perofi, what a come? Pirish Komashmu on, the Bishum Bishul Nami is being, with a Vais, now even because Teisus has a Kashe, the Stire, from Avon Zor. So, Teisus has a Sochet for Rushe Vim, Mauri Teim, the Shfur Amonik Amacham, the Rushe Vim, the Bishul Klau, Komashmu the Nimir, the Shfur Amonik Amacham, Bishul Mie Yejbe, the Mir Perofi, what a come? Vichai. Also, he says the same thing. Komashmu Bishul Nami is being, with a Vais, it's not will kach nehm bishule akum das ich mir sagen gefunden durch schule monik aber weil mich schon gekostet hat aber schon name kommen kann mit dabei ist aber gibt die schule monik name ich habe wohl bishul monik doch gut lass mich schon gekostet ist vileke li mei ma für gab ich habe es name gib mich nicht so ich weiß bish habe mir noch schon zu gut und wei da was ich mir schaben so da wollte mir psychische wird das weil so da ran ist das kasch da ran ist das kasch so kiven die efsha bla boche psikre ishu di khashvin ale kim lo khatz bikhol gufo de do bishule u shule mone boy in kechot bishule u shule mone boy in kechot so what does the Ran say? The Ran mentions here a very basic halach. I don't think that there is any shita to the contrary, even though it's not spelled out by so many rishonim. The Ran is the one who spells it out, but there are many halachas like that that many of the Shemim don't spell out a certain halacha that is accepted by everybody. So this is a very basic halacha. In other words, the Ran is saying that if something is a necessary means towards an end, so then it's considered a melacha tzricha ligufo. If something is a necessary means towards an end, so it's considered a melacha tzricha ligufo. In other words, here too, he's not interested in the softening of the yosid. He is interested in the final hardening of the yosef. But in order that it should be hardened, so it must go through a certain stage. It must go through a certain stage. And at that stage, it must be smoothed out. It must be flattened out. So the flattening out and the smoothing out of the order of the behemoth is a means towards an end. So mainly it's considered nichalei and it's considered tzichalagufa. It's considered tzichalagufa also. So maybe it's considered tzrichal gufo. So it's considered a psikhaishad nirchal. This is a very basic halach. Now the conservative rabbis years ago, so they're lomdim, when they wrote a tshuva, one of their big lomdim, so he wrote a tshuva in which he was mati or driving a car on Shabbos to a service. Because this is just a track, so melee. So he was moderate. So what was the basis of that basic? The basis of that basic was that when one drives a car, he's only mischaven to drive the car. He's not mischaven to be mavir. Two, there is avore of the gasoline, of everything. There is avore and there is kibbutz, there is everything. But he's not mischaven to avore, to be mavir. But he's mischaven to drive. So it's a psychration. So, is also considered mischavi. So that basic has two answers on that. So one answer is that in the Tanaitic literature, the whole concept of psikreishe is not mentioned. That is mentioned Abaye v'Rove Damre Tavaye in the Amoraitic literature. In Amoraitic literature, so that originated in exile in Babylonia, not in Israel. So Mimele. So it's not binding upon them, upon conservative Judaism. It's not binding. And then he has another lomdes, a bigger lomdes. So he says, and that lomdes he considers that it's a lomdes even from the Orthodox point of view, because it's a psikreishe b'lich b'slei, because after all, he's not nehene from the havore. He's only nehene from the driving, not from the havore. If he could drive the car without the havore, he would be even more happy. He would save a certain expense. He would save on gasoline. So that's the Orthodox lomdes. So first there is a conservative lomdes, and then there is an Orthodox lomdes. But as far as the Orthodox lomdes is concerned, what's the mistake of that pesach? So the mistake is because he didn't know the Chiddush Aran. So before he passed into Shaila, so he should have learned Misach Shabbos. So that was the mistake. So because why isn't it Ipsikreshel in Yechalei and why isn't it a Melocha Shenitzrichel Gufo? Because it's a means towards an end. And this is something that all Rishenim, with which all Rishenim agree, that it's a means towards an end. And if something is a means towards an end, so then it's considered Tzrichel Gufo, it's considered Nirale. If you reject that concept, then you can find a heter to smoke a cigarette on Shabbos too. He's not Misraven to be Mavia the tobacco and the paper and the everything. He's not Misraven. He's Misraven. I don't know what he's Misraven. I never smoked. But he's certainly not Misraven. He's certainly not Misraven to consume the paper and the tobacco. If they could find a cigarette that you could smoke without consuming the tobacco and the paper, the public would be very happy. It would save them. It would save them a certain expense. But the answer is, this is a means towards an end. So it's considered melocha tzrichel gufo. And it's considered tzrichel gufo. So that's the proposal. There is no rishon with chelik on that. Yes, what is it?
Let's say the classical case of Bishvil HaHol HaShiisha. So he's mechaber.
No, because kibu. Kibu, so the tzerach is a negative tzerach. So there it's mechaber mamish. But according to Reb Shimon, he is poter, even if he does it because of chelik shem misakone. In other words, that's like meitzikets in Bershus Rabbah. Because something where the purpose is in it to get rid of something is considered melocha shenitzrichel gufo. Let's say if somebody is meitzikets, if somebody carries a handkerchief in his pocket, it's a melocha shenitzrichel gufo because he needs the handkerchief in a positive way. But if somebody finds thorns or fragments and then he throws it out, from the Rishus Hayachid and the Rishus Rabbim, the smithereens, the fragments of a bottle, because he wants to get rid of it, or the thorns, the ketzim, so it's a contraption in his potter. Why? Because it's Moshe Tzerel Gufo. It's not that he needs that. There is no positive tzerech. There is a negative purpose. So, as Hamechabe Saleh, there is Mishav Mamesh. When somebody extinguishes a fire, there it's not in Mishav, it's Mishav Mamesh. What is it? Oh, it's an Israel Gufo. Why is it an Israel Gufo? Because it's a negative purpose. Because he wants to get rid of the light. It's not that he's interested in the light. It's a nuisance to him. For the Chayyim, it's a big nuisance, the light. So he wants to get rid of it. So it's like meitikets in Rosh Hashanah. So it's something else. Because it's a negative purpose, but here it's certainly a positive purpose. The havoy of the gasoline and everything is a means to the end. Otherwise, you couldn't drive the car. This is the source of the energy. Alright? And here too, even though here, he is interested in the direct antithesis of the softening of the peg. He is interested in the hardening, just the opposite. But you couldn't attain a hardening of the peg before, without the intermediary stage of a softening of the peg. So maybe it's a means towards an end. And if it's a means towards an end, so maybe it's considered psychration in the Halei, and it's considered melocha tzichel gufo. It's considered melocha tzichel gufo. So this is the teretz, in other words, and the kasha, that is raised against Abnetam. Abnetam says that Mimachik is Chayev, that Chile Vesabeim is Chayev Mishum Mimachik. Chile Vesabeim is Chayev Mishum Mimachik because he smooths out the order of the behemoth, he flattens it out, he smooths it out. But is it Oshin Mishavim and it's more certainly Mochash and Tzarev Gufo? The answer is you cannot squeeze out the milk of from the order of the behemoth without flattening and smoothing out the order of the behemoth. So it's a means to an end. So it's like Shodes Sichel Asune. So mainly it's this is what the Ran says. I'm not saying it. The Chiddush Ran says. So mainly it's a Melocha Tzrichel Gufo and it's a Psikreishe Denichale. Because the Mitzia says that one. So when does the Oruch say Psikreishe Lichbeslei? If someone is Teli Shulshin. If someone is Teli Shulshin. And as far as Ketzer is concerned, so it requires a certain Shia. So mainly it's not Chayev because the Shia is lacking. But let him be chayev mishum chayresh, let him be chayev mishum zereya, machleket rishenim, whatever the chiyuv is. So b'arad is chayev, but b'arad chavre. So whose karka is in Isake? Whose karka is in Isake? Is his friend's karka, and his friend is only a friend, so he doesn't care whether his karka will be misuken or he will not be misuken. So mele, it's a tzikresh lo yichvesle, and it's more chayev real gufo. Because over there you cannot say that the tikkun of the karka, the tikkun of the karaka
of the friend inclines towards the fact that the tikkun is a means towards his having the tikkun of the friend's karka, is a means towards his hand that he can use. So then it's not considered, so it's not chayev, but whether it is a means towards an end, so then it's considered secretion in chayev, and it's considered melachat sefudu. Alright, now. So now we have to understand. So why, now, all the Rishonim are chelek Rav Netam. Rav Netam is the only Rishon, he says. Rav Netam is the only Rishon who says, Rav Netam is the only Rishon who says that chayev is a beimbo is chayev mishem lachat. But all the other Rishonim are chelek, why are the chelek? I mean, this is the mitzvah. That when you milk a cow, so you have to flatten out and smooth out the order of the behemo. I mean, they can't deny the mitzvah. So it seems, now when Rambam mentions a chiyuv of memachik, so it's mashma, so the Rambam mentions chiyuvim, where the person does it with the deliberate kavodah of smoothing out cells. There are certain melachos, where a certain intention is an integral part of the melach. Now, for example, we had such a tzio according to Rabbi Gleyer's assumption. But we said we get, in order to answer Rabbi Gleyer's kashe, so we mentioned another pshat in the stasis. But that does not mean that there are no such melachas where the intention, the kavone, is an integral part of the tzuras melach. Now, how did Rabbi Gleyer make the cases? The tzorich leitzim. Even a few of you in the chayim melachas in the chayim gufo. Being on tzorich leitzim, do we mikre leitzim keitzer el abinyan zeh? Mire da havi kerei amas nitzim. So Rabbi Gleyer deduced from the stasis. So Rabbi Gleyer understood the shit of stasis that the intention of having the eitzim, that an integral part of the tzuras melach. It's not just because Doshim is Havim is Muta. No, this is an ingredient of the law. And Tesis equates it with mentions the Moshe of Kerei Almas Mitreya. So Memele, Rabbi Kereiger, mentioned the videos of the Tesis. According to Tesis, Kerei Almas Mitreya is not because of Nikakol and Kalkum Pturin. But it's special. The intention of Almas Mitreya is an ingredient. It's an ingredient of the law. So then it's contrary to the Gemara and Bergeret. So we answered Rabbi Kashi, and we said that this is all based upon the concept of Nikol. So this Tesis here does not hold that the Tzorich Leitzim is an integral part of the Tzorich Amloche of Ketzer. Because we explain that this Tesis is limited only to Ketzer Eitzim, not to Ketzer Tvue. Ketzer Tvue, even if it's not Tzorich Leitzim, so it's still Amloche. But Ketzer Eitzim, because it's not Derech Tzorich, so Memele, if it's not Tzorich Leitzim, so it's Nikol. If it's not Tzorich Leitzim, but if it's... So Memele, whereas according to Rabbi Gileo's Pshat in this Tesis, so Ketzer also is an example of Amloche, where the intention, the kavone, the goal, is an integral part of the Tzuras Amloche, but Rabbi Kapri said, this is not Tesis Shita here. However, from Tesis, in Tzuras, it does appear that the Meloche of Dosh is only Shayach, not only Midrashim, but even Rabbon, is only Shayach when you are interested in the thing that you are saying. So that stays the shita in Suez. And there are many other shades. Matter of fact, the Rambam says that if someone is sechet in Mashke Famanecho, and he's not interested in the Mashke, so then it's Mutar, so that in the hour of that person that's what is. So we all know that when there is a great assume that this is the Shabbat. So it's not Shabbat days. So it's not according to Leo's understanding, that the Kabbalah of the Tzorich Leitzim on the Kabbalah. We said no. It's the Mashke, if it's not Tzorich. And the Mashke, there is not even Yisrael Abono. I'm not sure, but I think that it has many Shabbat here. In the Kibbalah. In the Kibbalah situation, to have the cow on Shabbos, is all that goes me. Because I don't accept everything that I've in the name of a certain world, because I'm not going to be able to do it. Now, what is the Meloche? Of course, it's how the Dosh. It's also like the control of the time, so it's me. So, according to most training, so it's a Chiyuv Mishim Dosh. And the Rambam says that where the Meloche is Misra, from the Echo. So then, there is no Misra Dosh in the Rambam. Even though it goes with what I am.
them. So five mission to the and how much in time interrupted in hurting that hour. So the spirit of so the spirit she's not like that. But I'm bouncy. But someone says that I'm not. Come. Why do you call it? Master. If he's not like master, so then it's a good problem. Because the Tzolichu Mashke is an interrupt of the law. So it's not a miracle of the machine. How do you have such rights? Now,
to smooth out the surface. Now, obviously, that's the one. They have you.